welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick, hon, you were talking. You want to go ahead?
Yes, I am going to cure everybody all at the same time. Thank you. Yeah, I know. Who knows? I may actually get to heaven here. It's crazy. It's just so crazy it could work. zinc has a tough time entering the cell. Chloroquine and or quinine seems to allow it to do so. So taken in conjunction with each other can permeate the cells to the extent that the virus, it does not find that hospitable environment. They had pictures, spectrographic pictures of cells, and the greater the concentration of zinc, the less virus. But you know, the idea here is to find an intelligence. I mean, I find zinc. I got zinc. You know, zinc from Amazon. You can get it. The problem is making it work. So the idea here would be finding a reliable source of quinine or chloroquine. And there are some other caveats, like they're suggesting that, you know, taking big amounts of zinc makes your stomach hurt, and maybe it does. But this is the other interesting part of it. In watching videos regarding supplementing your diet with zinc, they talk about those zinc lozenges. I had a hard time trying to remember the name of these things. It might be Zycan.
I think one was Poldies, Rick.
Oh, thank you. Is that the zinc? Okay. So what they say is that these lozenges suck on. They don't necessarily supplement your body with zinc because they tend to stay up in your head and in your sinus cavities. Well, guess what? Uh-oh. That's where the coronavirus wants to be because it has a very difficult time doing what it wants to do at 98.6. So it likes to exist in your nasal cavities and in your sinuses because it's the coolest place in the whole body. And the reason is because you're breathing. And so, right. You know, if you're in a house where it's 70 degrees, then your sinuses are going to be the coolest place in your body, and that's where it wants to be. So if these lozenges tend to target that area, then they technically might give the virus a very rough time. Moreover, there's more. There is an old remedy that involves heat killing the rhinovirus, which is the common cold virus, which is obviously it's in your rhino, it's in your nose.
Right.
So what they used to say, well, you know, shoot a hair dryer up your nose for a while. Well, I tried that and it wasn't very successful. But what we find here after hours of looking into this is the coronavirus starts to crumble and die at 130 degrees Fahrenheit, 56 centigrade for you Brits. So the idea here is to breathe air for at least 20 minutes that is above 133. Well, the average sauna, if you walk in, you will find it's going to be between 150 and 195. Your car in the sun on any given summer day, especially if it's black, is going to get that hot. People are like, well, you can't breathe 150 degree air. Oh, trust me, I've done it hundreds of times. I used to play racquetball all the time, and whenever we were finished, we'd go sit in the sauna for about a half of an hour, and it was anywhere between 150 and 200 in there. So you can do it. The deserts in Saudi Arabia and other places are regularly 135. That's so, you know, it doesn't kill people at all. If you kill yourself
right.
doing this, it's not my fault. People all over the world breathe that air. So you've got some choices here, I would say. If nothing else, build a box of plywood, put one of those little oil heaters in there, the ones that look like a little radiator. You know, they
right.
get in there for half an hour and get a thermometer so you make sure that you're at 150 or thereabouts. Should you need to get
ventilation?
Well, if you can do it, I don't know about ventilation.
I meant for the kerosene fumes.
Oh no, you don't use kerosene. No, this is.
Oh,
this
I thought you said
electric.
A kerosene heater. I'm sorry, Rick.
No, I see. No, it's what it is this a little looks like a little radiator, and it's filled with oil, and the
oh,
oil
okay,
gets hot,
all right, yeah,
and it. Yeah, they're very safe. As a matter of fact, they got a tip mechanism. Not that I think these things could actually start a fire anyway, but they've got a little switch on the bottom. When you tilt them, they quit working. But, you know, you're going to have to. I don't know if anybody's got a small enough room in the house that they could easily get it up to 150, but, you know, this could be done in a refrigerator box. You could build a box out of plywood. You could probably, even if you're real tricky, find a way to level this up on your back seat and get in your car and do that. Your car is perfectly capable of scanning those temperatures because it does it all the time if you don't have a garage. So you can do that. Apparently, it's going to be 20 minutes with an hour break, and you're going to do that a couple of times, and that will kill all of the virus that's in your head, according to this report. I'm only telling you what I've heard.
Well, it makes sense.
Okay. Well,
hey folks,
yes,
remember,
does.
Don't do it in the bathroom because you'll melt your wax toilet seals.
Well, 150, yeah, maybe. No, I would. I think it's going to be tough. You know, you need to find, I think, a smaller space so that you can easily get it up to that temperature. You know, if you got a bunch of sick people in your house, you might want to just go ahead and, you know, build a cube out of something. You know, maybe get tricky and cut a square in there and put some VisQueen in there so it's not too claustrophobic. And, you know, make sure you got a door on that thing so that if anybody panics, they can just walk out of there. But, you know, it would be handy if, in fact, this is working. Now, this is something that it may be talked about later. You may find that, although, I got to tell you, for the purposes intended, I don't know that they want to put any easy solutions out there for you. You know, this thing needs to get rolling, and we need to basically bring America to a complete stop. So, you know, the don't test thing, that's not an accident. They're doing that on purpose to let this thing get out of hand. At least that's my opinion. And so you're kind of on your own here. You know, if you want to, I don't think you're going to be able to not get it, but I want you to be able to deal with it when you do get it. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and high temperatures, and whatever you do, sleep face down. If you're sick, sleep face down. Don't sleep on your back. And technically, you should be all right unless you're in really tough shape physically right now. So, and of course, you might want to have some antibiotics. There is some talk that Z-Packs really help. And I think that's probably true. Whether or not Countryside Pet Supply has it in stock anymore, I just don't know. I know the other day I ordered some, and they told me it was on back order, but then they did send it to me after about a week, so that was okay. Have we covered this subject? Should we garden? Or
well,
no?
I've got a couple of viewer comments real quick, Rick.
Go right ahead. Please, go ahead.
Yeah. Two brand names that are popular with these zinc lozenges are, like I said, Caldi's, and the other one is called Zicam. And then I've got a question for you also from a viewer. DMSO and zinc, would that get it into your body faster? My reply was, I didn't know, but I'd ask you.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because I know some people actually take a spoonful. I don't know why in the world it wouldn't. I got to tell you the truth. I know some people consume it, and why they do, I do not know. I haven't done, I just... you know, DMSO is a solvent. We all know that. And when, of course, the FDA says, oh, you can't use that. Well, I think they say that because it works. But I suspect you could, but under no circumstances would I tell you 100% that it would, but it, that's what it does. That's exactly what it does, is anything that it is in the presence of, it takes it right into your tissues. So my answer, personally, would be I highly suspect that's exactly what it would work. I just didn't want to say that because it just seems too spooky, but I guess I should look into orally consuming DMSO. That's what I really need to do, is look at that.
Well, what about going through your skin, what do they call it, transcutaneous or something like that?
Transdermal. Yeah, transdermal absorption. Yeah. Well, they tell you not to use zinc oxide for these purposes, and I don't know what that's about. It must be whatever else is in there. I told you guys what I did to my foot a while back by putting peppermint on one of my toes and putting DMSO on it. I scorched my toe all the way to the bone. I thought I was going to die.
Ouch.
I was ready to...
I bet.
Maybe I didn't tell you, but I was ready to go get the garden shears and just put the damn thing off and be done with it. But I managed to survive. Good night. It hurt so bad my heart was fluttering. It was brutal, man. I don't mind pain, you know. I take a nice cold shower every morning while I'm praying. But good Lord, this was well beyond anything like that. That may well be one way to handle it. You said viewer questions. Was there another one?
No. I think I covered them all.
Well, let me tell you something else here. I've been meaning to mention this for a while. We've had a tradition for years of going out to dinner with this one particular couple on or around Valentine's Day, and I don't know why. It just started.
Right.
This guy is one of the most... First of all, he's absolutely brilliant. He's a PhD in his business. He's got a business. You know how in school they test your kids? They give you a big test trying to determine, you know, if your kid's smart or stupid or whatever. That's what he does. This is his business. And he devises the test. He grades the test. So he's also one of the best musicians I've ever seen. He's also been to Juilliard for a few years, and the guy is a ton of fun. But when we went to dinner, we talked about some of these things, just these events, and he didn't know about any of them.
Well, really?
Yeah, no, seriously. And I said, well, I know you drive to work and home every day. What are you doing? And he goes, I don't listen to the radio. And I said, you don't listen? Well, okay, what are you doing? And he said, praying the rosary. And I'm like, well, now, okay, hold on. All right, let me think about this a minute. This guy, taking into consideration his ridiculous intelligence and his skill sets, and he's not listening to the news, he's one of the most calmest individuals I've ever seen. But he doesn't feel that it is his fiduciary responsibility to torture himself to death with what is almost certainly never-ending fake news. And I had to think about that, and I thought, well, you know, there's a lot in this. At one point, I would have probably criticized him, you know, for not being part of the fray, for not, you know, picking up the pitchfork and going to kill Frankenstein, which I think is an illusion. I don't think we're doing any of that at all. But no. I wanted to express this to our listeners, that there are people out there who have other mindsets other than yours, and they're probably no less viable and quite possibly more intelligent than the approach that I'm taking. I just wanted to put that out there. I think it was a fascinating few moments as I tried to wrap my head around it.
Well, you know, I can understand that concept. The only time I listen to the mainstream media is to try to figure out what's coming next by what they're putting out. But I put zero stock in what they say. And just like the mainstream media, I also put zero stock in what the World Health Organization says, and only slightly more in what the CDC says. However, there have been some fascinating reveals over the past week from HHS and CDC where they've admitted things that I never for a second thought they would admit. For example, real cases versus tested cases and stuff like that. They might have been in a position where they had no choice but to do that, Rick. But I have seen some levels of truth come out of them that I never thought I'd hear.
Which is why I suggested that they must be damn confident if they were willing to go ahead and shed the sheep clothing right in front of our eyes. Apparently,
right,
they're confident that us frogs are boiling. You know, they just, I guess they think we're beaten. Maybe they're right.
I think as a nation, we're done, Rick. I hate to say it. I don't believe there's going to be any revolution, at least not an organized one. I don't believe that the Fed is going to go away. We'll have to have a new currency. That's the way I see things right now. I believe we're going to see a global currency. I truly do.
I'm sure. And that's the way we started the show, and I don't know that we should go back there. But, you know, the idea here, the takeaway that I would like to expose or portray here is that you're going to find that as it used to be in this country, a lot more is going to be up to you. If you accept their handouts, they're going to want something in return, just like the Hunger Games. What was it? The more stuff you took from them, the more times they put your name in the pool to be selected.
Right.
So they're going to want something from you. So learn to take care of yourselves. You better start picking these. If you don't have these skills, you damn well better start getting them. You're lucky that it's not November or October right now, or you guys would be in some trouble. In my opinion,
you ain't kidding.
I don't know if this was an accident or if this was mercy, but at least you can garden right now.
All right, guys, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443 is the call number. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts, opinions, and throw a question at us if you want. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, just before we went to break, you said the word gardening. So are we doing gardening now?
Yeah, I really do think that we have to. otherwise, basically, you know, all this just turns out to be so much whining.
Right.
So here we are in spring. And you know, we're lucky. So we've got here, we've got about half the nation north of us and half south. So the timing that I would express regarding beans and planter is, it would be four zone five or 5B, you know, however you want to look at that. But right here at this moment, you would have been able to get your cool weather crops in. I have been absolutely dying to start some other stuff. But my problem right here is going to be a problem that I think a lot of folks are going to have, and that problem is that flats everywhere right now, and because the sun doesn't seem to want to come out, my plants have been getting laggy. A couple of years ago, I bought some cheap fluorescent lights that I never installed. I was going to use them to grow microgreens, which I thought would be a real clever idea. It would have been. But what I did here at this point was I just went ahead and hooked them up, and I'm using them to augment my seedlings, my seed starting. The idea here is to get those lights right after your germination. Rather than let those plants get leggy, to get those lights right down on top of, they don't get hot, so it's, that's not a problem. But get those lights right down close to the seedlings so that they don't just keep reaching for the light, that they actually start fluffing up. They get wide and healthy, nice, sturdy stems, lots of leaves. I've got, not that I can use all these, but I've got three flats of tomatoes. Now, the cool thing about that is, and I've mentioned this before, but who really ever knows who's listening or who's new, but some of them are determinate, some of them are indeterminate, but I've got a half a flat of each, which means that I've got 24 of everything. Now, you know, we just don't have space to put up
right
even half of that, you know, so I'll get to give, it'll be fun, I'll get to give a bunch of these plants to my kids and the neighbors, that'll be nice. I got one guy down the street that just loves the garden, and boy, does he love tomatoes. As a matter of fact, he loves tomatoes so much, he has two parties in the summer, BLT parties, guy. And, you know, your idea is to go out and pick some tomatoes and come in and make sandwiches with them, and it's that's what he does. So, you know, I'll make sure he gets. I'll tell you what. You know, it's hard to beat. It's hard to beat BLTs.
I agree.
In addition to that, I've got tons of lettuce. I'm doing romaine for the first time. I don't want to be too redundant here. I've got tons of beets started. I've got a lot of seeds saved. But I got to thinking about this whole situation. Yesterday, the day before, and believe it or not, I can't find my doggone list. I almost wonder if it isn't in this book I'm looking at right here.
Well, Rick, while you're looking, we got one more viewer question. And that's about growing mushrooms. Do you? If you do, can you give any hints on how to do it?
No, I highly suspect I know who this is. Mushrooms are good for you, but if you don't know what you're doing, that can be a little too dangerous for me. And I'm not comfortable trying to get the listeners to do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again.
And we're back. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Sorry, I was kind of listening to the music. Rick, did you find what you were looking for at the break?
Fungus. What was that?
You were looking for something in your book before the break.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find it?
But you know what? I feel bad about this guy's question. Let me pull him off in a fit. Let me tell you what I do know. The good thing about, you know, and I think about this in stereo, you know, if you're talking about heading off into the woods and trying to grab shrooms, I don't recommend that. I don't think that's what he said. He said growing them. And so I would say this. If you are getting your media blocks from and your spores from a reliable source, then technically you should be all right. And I would say that if you seed your block, there's a procedure. You got to keep this block warm and damp for a while, and you smear your nasty spore peanut butter on there, and then, you know, they grow at a frightening pace, honestly. But you can grow. Mushrooms are wonderful. I mean, I do love mushrooms. When I go to this one Irish bar down in the city, I always get, they have a giant bowl of, big boy that cooked on there, a bowl of sautéed mushrooms, and doggone, that chef is something. But what I would say about this is that what I do know is that if you seed your block and, you know, you've got 99 mushrooms looking this way, and one looking weird, don't eat the weird one, okay? Or you might turn out to be the weird one. So, you know, but I don't know that that would happen. So yeah, that could be psilocybin. You might really get lucky. You might turn into Alice in Wonderland. There is a fascinating video. It's Curtis Stone, the urban farmer, and I believe the title is What the Fungus. Okay? There is a business. There is a professional mushroom grower, and I believe the name of the business is What the Fungus, and they do a tour of this guy's farm, which by the way, is not very picturesque. That is to say, it's, you know, basically very cave-like.
Right.
Don't expect to be seeing juniper trees in this one. But if you want to take a tour of What the Fungus, do it and learn as much as you can about it and try it. You know, I'm not saying don't go into the woods and start grabbing stuff. That's crazy. I know there are people who do that, and I know some people are really good at it, but I cannot inspire the average listener to take off into the woods and start trying to collect mushrooms. If you're not skilled, I wouldn't do that.
Well, what we do, Rick, and when I say what we do, what I did before I lost my leg, here, you know, we logged the place, probably 7 or 8 years ago now. And even on my ATV, occasionally I find what we called scallop mushrooms. I don't know what the real name is. But anyway, sometimes... Go ahead. I didn't mean to step on you.
No. You're growing on the side of a tree, right? Like a shelf?
Yeah, or on a log on the ground that's decaying.
Right.
And those things we know for a fact are safe to eat. And a 15-pounder is not unusual.
No. They get incredibly large. And then there are other things that are highly identifiable, like a morel. Some of these things... When you start getting down to things like lion's mane and some of these other more abstruse, more rare, you know, not as easily located, and start looking like some other stuff, that's when things start getting really spooky. And so what I'm saying is, and I guess I took the question wrong, I didn't mean to do that. If you want to grow mushrooms and you're getting spores from a professional source, I think you're pretty safe. As far as a grid down survival plan, I don't know right off the bat how it fits in as a hobby. It would be killer. I will say this: of course, mushrooms are incredibly high in certain vitamins and minerals, and some of these substances are lacking in lettuce, you know, so a well-varied diet, you know, might include mushrooms, and if that's what you want to do, you know, by all means, try it and let us know how you do. I'd like to hear it.
Exactly. Hey, Rick, I hate to interrupt, buddy, but we've got a caller that's been waiting a few minutes. We've got Sherry in Kansas on line 5. Good morning, Sherry. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I'd like to recommend an interview. I just heard it this morning on the replay, but it was an interview that Daniel Brigham, that took over the Power Hour from Joyce. He did with Sherry Tenpenny yesterday, and you could get it on thepowerhour.com. And it would have been yesterday's date. But it was very good. Sherry Tenpenny has been looking into vaccines and she's for a long time, and she's probably the most well-versed person that's read pros and cons of all of it. And she actually found a kind of a, I'm not sure what to call it, it's kind of a media point list to promote the flu vaccine at the beginning of the season, and it was incredible. And apparently, I think she said this was put out in 2007, And all you would have to do is, you know, put in any other kind of vaccine on that thing. But it is really incredible. And she goes through the list, and it's what we're being hit with right now, trying to prep us for when they get a vaccine. And one point she made is that when most recent thing, they came out with this Zika scare, trying to blame all these encephalopathy on the Zika virus. Well, she said, they determined that this Zika virus has actually been around for 40 years. It's nothing new. They were just trying to blame something. And I've heard that it's actually might be blamed on, might be because they were giving a lot of ultrasounds to these pregnant women, just as many as they could give them. And, but there is a lot of hype with this. And, you know, and the first interview he had yesterday was with Dr. Sherry Rogers. And that's a pretty good interview, too, because she's reading all the journals. If you can believe what they're putting out in the journals, she had a lot of good information on what you do to keep yourself healthy. And there's no doubt in my mind that this is a bioweapon, because she said that your ACE2 receptors in all your cells.
Right.
And that stands for angiotensin converting enzyme. And you don't have all that many of them when you're healthy. But when you're sick, you have more of them. And that's what it latches on to. Now, don't tell me that's not a design virus, especially if it's true, like they're saying, that it also has things that look like Ebola and things that look like SARS in it. So, HIV, too, I believe.
Okay. You know, it's pretty much what I consider my job, to look at information from all over the world. Now, many, many leading geneticists and virologists have said that there is no way that this current virus we're fighting could be anything but engineered, okay? I wouldn't go as far as, say, a bioweapon. The current thing, excuse I'm hearing for them creating it, is that they have made this virus so that they could develop a vaccine for it. Now, my question is, why do we need to develop a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? Now, you know, U.S. media, I was reading as late as yesterday, as saying, oh, leading scientists say this is not a bioweapon. Well, that might be true, but it is an engineered virus. Now, I'll let you continue. I just wanted to throw that out there for our listeners, Sherry.
Well, this wouldn't happen naturally, so it is a bioweapon, you know. And it's curious that it's hit certain countries that, you know, the United States is trying to, you know, change their leadership or has a problem with. And but now one thing,
Dr. Timken, not change leadership. What we have done as of Friday afternoon was change our form of government, and there's not a thing that we collectively even can do about it.
Well, and Dr. Tenpenny also mentioned that some of these places where these so-called outbreaks of disease, and they're blaming on viruses, are coming out, is where there's a lot of pollution. She named, Wuhan is supposed to be a very polluted city. But she named some of the past outbreaks, and they were very polluted places, too. So,
I had one thing to say about your thinking. They're highly
You're highly populated, Shirley. That's what it is. Polluted and highly populated.
Hey, what? I can't hardly hear you, Rick.
They're polluted. They're highly populated, and so they're polluted. That's kind of what it is.
Well, and that would weaken your system. One thing about the zinc, Rick, is that from all that I've read, your zinc and copper, which are sort of antagonistic to each other, but they have to be in balance. So if you take a whole bunch of zinc and not somehow balance it with some copper, and you might be able to do it by, like, wearing some of those copper bracelets or something, that you're going to maybe throw something off there.
They do produce one zinc supplement that has copper right with it, and I forgot the name. Somebody actually makes it.
Anyway, that's all I had. So,
sure.
Y'all have a good week.
Thanks, Sherry. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate your call. Lori, any follow-up comments on Sherry's call?
No.
Okay. Rick?
Yeah, well, no, she's right. Zinc, you know, large amounts of zinc in order to kill a virus. You are going to have to supplement with some copper. It's very difficult in 2 hours to put, you know, so many details in. But I trust some of these people to do some of their own research. I can't weigh everybody and tell them what the dose is, you know. That's true. They do make a zinc supplement with copper attached, and you can buy that off Amazon. Gardening. I looked at my seed supply, and I'm trying to think of what might be easy to grow and nutritious. So I decided that what I needed to do was double or triple down on collard greens. Now, there is the gift that just keeps on giving is collards. Those things are incredibly prolific. Haas Tools has what they call Top Bunch 2.0. It's an improved version. Forget how many seeds. I think you get 250 seeds for $4. I need to call them, though, because I'd like to maybe buy a quarter of a pound. Lettuce, also highly nutritious and grows well in cooler temperatures. 1,000 seeds of either Cherokee or Tehama. Beautiful, beautiful lettuces, $15 for 1,000 seeds. Another thing that is incredibly, if you can grow them, that really produces a ton of food is the winter squash, which I've got going right now. And I've got all kinds of it started. It's nothing to get a winter squash that's between 5 and 20 pounds, and that stuff stores
right.
So well, or you can can it up, which I highly recommend. Cabbages.
Oh, me too.
The Cheers cabbage, you know, you can, one cabbage, 5 to 10 pounds, 100 count for $4 at Haas. Here's something that I wish everybody would think about. Quarter of a pound of crocodile spinach, $10 at Haas Tools. Now, crocodile spinach is somewhat different than the old Bloomsdale spinach in that it is very heat tolerant. It's like the New Zealand variety of spinach. It's one that grows in hot weather, which most spinach does not. So you can get a quarter of a pound of crocodile spinach from Haas for $10, $9.99. Also, another thing that's insanely prolific are the summer squash, like the zucchinis. Sunburst is a bush, and it grows what looks like a little satellite. And the gold star grows more of a traditional-looking zucchini. You know, those don't store well, but they can be canned. One mistake I made Dinoicius.
Yeah. Time, folks. No time for any more callers. Guys, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap up the show. Stand by.
days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half-past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand, no was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me.
And we're back. All right. This is the end of our show. We're going to give, I know, a few minutes to everybody. Rick, you want to go ahead and
go first?
Can you do your prayer, please, sir?
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Yeah, listen, with respect to the Hoss Tools people, if you buy the Zooks and Cukes that are gynoecious, that's all female flowers, don't do what I did last year. I did not know that every 10th seed was male, and I planted about a half a dozen and got absolutely nothing. All female flowers are great, and the more of them, the better. But if you don't get a male seed in there somewhere, you're not going to get anything. So here's to our buddy Michael the Archangel. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and to you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Hear us, Michael. Amen.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. If you're not already prepared, try to do it. Remember, first water, second food, third shelter, fourth protection. Depending on where you're living at, the protection and food might go hand in hand. Remember, folks, get what you can. Spices make all foods better. You know, try to get what you like, but if you can't, you know, just do what you can. And go ahead, Lori.
Oh, I was just going to say, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Try not to hurt anybody out there that's trying to get stuff in the grocery store. I know some of the stores have started opening up early just for the elderly so they can go in and get what they need, because they've been kind of shoved out of the way. You know, but other than that, I'd like to say thanks to our sponsor, Extendivite, and thanks to RBN for having us on the air. And thank you to all of our listeners and our callers. God bless and stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. Don't forget to look us up on YouTube. Like and subscribe if you do. Well, may God bless you and yours, folks. May God bless the President of the United States and his advisors. May God bless the United States as a whole. Bye-bye, folks.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more.
Like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home. We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.